Well, when you think about bait companies, you think about the giants of the business. You know, you think about Berkeley and some of those. But in reality, what you've also got is you've got an opportunity to have small businesses that are making a mark in the fishing industry. And with me today is Kelly Jones. And Kelly, you know, Kickerfish, you came out with one idea, and since that time, it's just really went crazy for you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, just to have one idea, you know, about how to make one specific worm maybe a little better, a little more tool specific, so to speak, and to have it just balloon, you know, to where we are today. You know, I remember first time we had talked, I guess, what, 6 or so years ago back at the Classic, and kind of both of us a little wide-eyed to what we were getting into at that point, so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's exactly the same time that Bass Fans started, August of that year. And, you know, you look back at it, the Weedless Texas Wacky Worms that you guys have come up with, it makes it so neat because you don't have to worry about hang-ups quite as much. And that worm then turned into an evolution for you.
Yeah, it actually, you know, was just a tournament one day that I had some bad experiences, you know, with just a regular traditional style worm. And came home, made a few drawings, and next thing you know, followed the prototype mold, and you know, it's just kind of been a success story from then. I took basically a technique that was pretty much prone to, you know, getting hung up or slinging, you know, the worm off, or, you know, not being able to cast it as far, and also, you know, your depth. You know, people usually, you know, fishing a wacky worm's 8 to 10 feet, about as max as you're going to get, and I pretty much took that technique and applied it to, say, a Carolina rig at 30 foot, a Texas rig flipping, so it just kind of evolved, and you know, the more and more people learned about the worm and what they could do with it to, you know, help utilize them to catch more fish.
Well, you came out with one size, then another size evolved out of that, and then all of a sudden, all these other products, you start talking to pros, you started fishing them, which you're an avid outdoorsman and avid fisherman as well, started using some different things, and then other products evolved from that.
Yeah, well, you know, we just kind of, you know, had to come to a crossroads whether we, you know, like I said, I never anticipated getting into the fishing industry, so to speak, just tried to develop a lure that would help me catch more fish. And, you know, when we got to that road, a good friend of mine, Cody Bird, who you know and a lot of the guys out there know, fish the pro tours, and we kind of sat down and talked about what we wanted to do. And basically what I told him, you know, as a small company, we need to market things to get them into the stores, and how do we kind of bypass all the bigger guys and to get our stuff noticed. And so we kind of came to the conclusion to take, you know, proven baits that we know. They've been out there for years. The anglers have had great success with them. But how can we make them better? How can we modify them and make them sort of specific to each situation? And that's pretty much what we've done.
Well, and I think it's important to note is that you weren't satisfied with just making a Me Too. You were really, you know, and I think that's a very integral part of what you were doing. You were trying to make maybe a design that looked pretty good, work better, and catch more fish.
Exactly, you know, and that's, I appreciate that. And a lot of, you know, people, there's a lot of companies out there, the, you know, the latest, greatest thing, and you know, they, you know, knock it off and, you know, just push it out to the masses. And, you know, again, we try to take something we know, we appreciate it being a great bait and, you know, helps us catch fish. But, you know, the same as any guy tries to make a car or motor go faster, you know, how can we modify this bait to, you know, to help it? And, you know, my grandfather, I remember years ago, told me, you know, you never roof a house without a roofing hammer. It's a specific hammer for that job, and that kind of really stuck with me as far as here. And, you know, if I've got a matted vegetation, you know, that is just so thick, it's going to take an ounce and a half weight to penetrate it. Well, they came up with smaller tungsten weights to help that. We've kind of, you know, designed baits to, you know, help you get through the match, you know, like the kicker craw, for instance, you know. So it's just, it's about being specific to each thing you're fishing or how you're fishing. Just because you're flipping mats doesn't mean that any flipping bait out there is going to do what you need it to do.
As you've seen on Bass Fan and other places, you know, a lot of your baits are gaining notoriety, and it may not be from somebody that's actually sponsored by you, which I think is a true testament to the fact you are making the right kind of baits. If guys are sponsored by one, you know, one organization, and all of a sudden you hear them, they're using another bait, that tells them that there's a specific application that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's, you know, one of the most humbling things is, you know, when a big name pro, whether it be one of ours or anyone, you gets noticed or wins something or does good on one of our products. And yeah, it helps when one of the big guys do it, and just as well as we enjoy when my most favorite thing is to come in here on a Monday and get an email or a phone call from just a local weekend warrior, you know, that one of our products helped him win a little club tournament or anything like that. It means all the same to us, and But yeah, it does help get the name out there, no doubt.
Well, you know, Kelly, one thing that I think folks need to know is you manufacture your own products or are in the process of doing that yourself. I know you had to job some of that out in the past, but now you're getting the machinery and the things to be able to make sure that you're going to be able to have quality control that you need and be able to have the product when people want it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is a goal we've been shooting towards ever since day one. We anticipated doing that from day one, and things snowballed. And, you know, I don't have the marketing degrees and the sales and public relations. We pretty much do it all, me and my wife and two other employees. So, you know, yeah, we're at that point now. We're going to get into production for ourselves, which in turn will more custom colors help me more as far as research and development. When I have a prototype out, I can get it out quicker. We can make changes quicker. I mean, that's a huge deal trying to keep up with the evolution of the sport. Every few months, some new bait, you know, or something comes out, and it just have to turn your attention to that and focus on it. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do and will be able to do now.
Well, and you get the right equipment. And also, I'm sure, you know, as a Texas fisherman and a guy that does very well out there fishing, it's one of those things where you're going to have some ideas, maybe come up with some unique colors and some unique products that maybe we haven't seen before in the marketplace.
It is, and like I said, you know, we love the feedback we get from you know, the people all around the country, and we do things a little bit different here as far as, you know, I don't have any laboratory or anything to do testing. We do it just from a lot of good guys I have all around the country that I trust with their opinions, and they know how to really put, you know, something to a test, and then also just a good old swimming pool, which I have that basically gives me the first understanding. You know, I need to know what that bait is doing in the water, then I can go from there, you know, to see how we need to make it more appealing to the, you know, to the bass. You know, that's pretty much our goal, and kind of the old-fashioned way. But a lot of guys enjoy that. You know, a lot of this new innovation. I appreciate all the companies out there. They're kind of leading the way in all this technology. But then I think there's a huge crowd that they're not wowed by anything as much as just, you know, does your bait catch fish? That's all that matters to them.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. I think it's important that is your mantra. You know, you're out there trying to make sure that people are catching fish with your product. Now, Kelly, just in a real quick manner here, go through the products that you currently have and name those for me.
Yeah, well, of course, what you already mentioned, the original Texas Weedless Wacky Worm, which, again, it just takes a standard wacky worm and makes it more versatile. You can fish it from top to bottom, drop shot it, Carolina rig it. Flip it, and, you know, just gives you a lot of different techniques. And then from there, Cody Bird and I actually helped design the next bait, which is called the Bird Dog. And what a Bird Dog is pretty much just, if anybody sees a bait, it's just a modified version of a lure that's been around for years and years and years. But we pretty much slimmed it down, the profile a little bit, elongated the appendages to give it a more, you know, action on the fall. You know, for heavy, you know, mats and stuff, which Cody, his first time out with it, I think it was in 04, I believe. He finished, I believe, fourth at the FLW Championship right out of the bag with it. So, again, you know, that was a pretty neat deal that got that going. From then, we have a shad stick, which is a, you know, when the Senko craze came out, it was just such a phenomenal. It's one of the greatest baits ever made. But instead of just, you know, a knockoff, we decided to take, you know, like a fluke-type head, which we knew has been proven through the years, and we applied that to a Senko-type tail. So now, you know, the shad stick is kind of like it's got a little more profile of a bait fish to it than a normal stick bait does. So, you know, again, try to improve, you know, what we know has already worked. And, of course, the kicker crawl, which we came out with. Cody helped design that again. And, wow, you know, what a tremendous bait that turned out to be. A lot of the big name guys, you know, called up and asked for them, and word kind of spread. And like you said, you know, we had some success on the Elite Series last year, also this year. And then the exploding toad, the toad craze, came out. And we feel we've got one of the best frogs on the market, or toads. It's got jointed legs like a real frog or toad does, which just enhances, you know, just the look of it, you know, more like a frog or a toad. And that really blew up on us at the end of last year. A lot of big wins on local, you know, Strand Series, things like that. And here in the last few weeks, we have a new finesse worm, this drop shot craze that has come out. And but we have actually had seven little holes added to this lure to release air bubbles, to help enhance scent, hold scent in, and just, you know, make it another finesse worm. How can you reinvent a finesse worm that's been out for 50 years? Well, we didn't reinvent it, but we feel like we improved it and made it a better tool.
And that's called the hole shot.
Well, the hole shot, yes, brand new. Just came out last week. Bass Pro, I believe, just picked up a huge order of them, so they hopefully will have them. But, yeah, it's a pretty neat little worm. Actually, some guys over in California that I sent a prototype actually opened my eyes to some things you can do with it. They're actually taking these dye markers and pens and actually changing the colors of the holes. And if you look through the worm, it actually it looks like they have internals. You know, it's quite amazing that that like again the guys that are helping me out on things I've never even envisioned with the worms that I designed.
Well, Kelly, you know, it's great to see your company doing well. We appreciate your business here at Bass Fan, and no question about it, I think there's going to be some really neat things coming in the future because you just don't rest on your laurels.
We don't, and like I said, this year has been, you know, really our kind of breakout year. You know, we had several records broken, FLW, largest bass, things like that. We've got a guy qualified for the Bassmasters Classic this year, a young guy named Clark Ream, and we're real excited about that. You know, just to have someone represent your company on that level is an accomplishment, and we feel, you know, our base definitely helped him get to that level also.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.